This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Teenage girls are more likely to succeed if they have pushy mothers. That's right. Researchers studied more than 15,000 teenage girls between 2004 and 2010. They found the girls with pushy moms are less likely to become pregnant, have more chance of going to college, and are less likely to be unemployed or earn poor wages when they do get a job. Well, here's a little baby-making 101 class. If you want a boy, get busy again and again and again. A professor says the more you have sexual relations, the more likely you will have a boy, while girls are more likely to be born during times of stress. The expert says women are more likely to have a boy because there are more males in the world than females. They also say more males are born after wars and more girls are born in times of stress. Before the weekend even got here, one of the biggest movies of the year, Terminator Genesis, opened this week. We'll talk with one of the stars, Courtney B. Vance, in just a moment. But first, hackers are increasingly trying to attack the U.S. power grid. A new government report warns that hackers, potentially affiliated with terrorist groups or rogue nations, have the ability to insert harmful malware into the internal operating systems governing the power grid. Actor Courtney B. Vance is among the stars in the new movie, Terminator Genesis. Courtney, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, all. I am well, thank you.
What role do you play in the new Terminator edition?
I play Miles Dyson, who is the money man, who sets the whole Genesis, and I won't give anything away, program in motion, and hopefully we're anticipating it it'd be a wonderful thing to put this new operating system online, but something goes wrong in 2C, and then Arnold comes in and saves the day.
So you're his nemesis?
Well, no, not me. Not so much nemesis, but something goes wrong. I'll just leave it at that.
Did you actually have some scenes with Arnold, and what's that like?
No, I did not. Arnold and I did not meet. But I saw him 2 nights ago at the premiere.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing very, very well. It's just good to see him back, man. You know, it's from the governor's seat to the hot seat, and now he's in another hot seat. So I'm glad to see him back.
Now, do you use the B because it's important to you or because somebody else in the union already was named Courtney Vance?
My middle initial, my middle name is Bernard.
Oh, I like that.
I don't want to put my full Bernard on you, so I just put the B there.
We're talking with Courtney B. Vance. He's one of the stars of Terminator Genesis. Now, why is it opening in the middle of the week?
Some big movies open in the middle of the week because they can, and they can bring in the noise and the funk. They're going to bring the money in all week long. They have a big, long week to get them to bring all those people to the theater. But only the blockbusters tend to do that.
And this is going to be a blockbuster, right? I mean, it's gotten good reviews already.
Mike, come on. Now it's Arnold. You know.
Well, he said he'd be back, and he wasn't kidding.
He's back with a vengeance.
Is there a lot of special effects in this movie? Are we expecting to see a lot of bells and whistles?
Oh, yes. The whole nine. The whole kit and caboodle. There's a lot of special effects, a lot of fast-paced action, and a great story. So it's when you get all those things together, a lot of people come. Build it, they will come.
Any 4th of July plans?
Be with the family. We have been running hither and yon, so Angela and I and children will just try to take it down a notch or two. She's been running really, really hard, so time to chill. Maybe have a burger or two on the Barbie and call it a day.
Now, when you look back over your movie career specifically, is there one role that sticks out to you? Or are you like Paul Newman, who once told us that, you know, they're like his children and he can't pick a favorite?
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good way not to have to answer. No, I think my fave would be a television movie I did called The Affair or Blind Faith. Those two are my faves.
And it was because of the role?
The role and the people and the way it turned out. But I may have to agree with Monsieur Paul Newman and say my babies, they're all my babies. I can't pick a favorite. Because when I did pick those two, I realized, well, but I liked Preacher's Wife. And The Hunt for Red October was a lot of fun. So it's hard. So but just grateful to be able to say I can look back over several films and be able to say that.
And what's up next for you, Courtney B. Vance?
American Crime Story, the O.J. Simpson story, and playing Johnny Cochran with David Schwimmer and John Travolta, Sarah Paulson, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Cuba Gooding. We've got a great group of people to re-examine this this story. Ryan Murphy is helming the effort, so very cool. Fox FX.
Well, terrific. Courtney B. Vance, thank you so much for giving us a little scoop on Terminator Genesis. We hope it's a big smash.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
With actor Courtney B. Vance of Terminator Genesis, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the secret to getting more done? Build a task warehouse.
Online retailers track goods flowing in and out of their warehouse. You can do the same with your tasks.
First, set up your receiving department. Every day you have incoming tasks. Some will be damaged. They aren't in line with your goals.
Reject them. Otherwise, you'll have too many tasks in your warehouse.
Second, set up your storage area. Record tasks as they come in so you can easily find them later.
Third, set up your shipping department. Pick the task you're ready for. Once it's done, mark it off so you know it's no longer in your warehouse.
Get more done by building a task warehouse. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How well do you concentrate, or do you catch your mind wandering or find yourself having to read the same passage over and over? Well, concentration is a skill, and it's better if you work with your brain than against it. Here's science of it. The brain is not wired to continually concentrate. In fact, your concentration peaks and valleys about every 11 to 12 minutes. Hey, now you know why television shows place a commercial break about 11 to 12 minutes. What's the cheap psych trick? Work with your brain, not against it. Now you know that your brain is wired to concentrate in shorter intervals, so take a break every 15 minutes. When you do, you give your concentration ability time to reset. Be sure to remember this when you're helping your kid with their homework. So, do you have a question or a comment? Would love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.